Thank you, gentlemen. We'll go on to then our first of the chamber's prepared questions. These are all 3 minutes. We're set up for 3 minutes since there's just two folks to talk. 3 minutes for all these formats. This question, and we'll start with, we'll start with Jonathan because Stephen started first before, says priorities. What are your top three legislative priorities? So Jonathan, if you would borrow the mic from Stephen, you guys I'm sure can cooperate and go for it.
Thanks, Dan. So I outlined three priorities that, if given the opportunity to serve two more years, I think are foremost importance to both Southeast and the whole state of Alaska. And priority number one, which is something that Reed and myself and our legislative office has been working on a lot over the last year, really the last 2 years, because it's an idea that's intensely complex and also has a high potential, I think, to catalyze economic development in coastal Alaska, is looking at a way to sort of repatriate fishing permits, commercial fishing permits, back to Alaska. And that over the last 30 or 40 years since limited entry occurred, there's been a slow and steady migration of commercial fishing permits leaving Alaska, going to Washington, going to Oregon, and elsewhere outside of Alaska. And the economic value of those permits is lost to Alaska, largely. They come up in the summer, they leave at the end of the summer, and they don't leave a lot in Alaska. And they're certainly not employing Alaskans year-round. And fishing is the cornerstone of coastal Alaska. It's what drives economic development and finding a way. And there's a model called community fishing associations that's brand new. It's been pioneered in Cape Cod. That's really the only example of it in the nation that we're looking at trying to adapt to Alaska. And that's an idea I'm really excited about. I think it's got huge potential for Alaska and gets Alaska more value for Alaska resources, our fish, which I think is hugely important. Number two, innovation in the education sector. Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan put forth an idea that I think is terrific, which is a great teacher's fund, which means you're putting a premium for people to choose the path of education, choose the path of becoming an educator in order to get top talent, highly dynamic people into Alaska schools and the education profession. And I think this is actually something we had sort of been working on independently, and ever since Dan Sullivan first broadcast the idea, I've been in touch with Cheryl Fraska, who's the sort of finance wonk, trying to work and refine that idea. And if he's lieutenant governor next year, I think it'll be really exciting to work on that idea. And then the last idea, trying to stay under the 3 minute limit. And Dan, is there a card indicating?
Where's Jim?
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
My apologies.
And the last idea is looking at ways to introduce more affordable energy in Southeast Alaska, especially the more rural communities, both Sitka and the villages like Angoon and Cake. And to give you an example of something that our office has worked on and something that I continue to think has a lot of promise and potential and is actually being enacted in these villages is the potential of biomass energy, in particular pellets, in terms of pellet-generated heat. And you know, right now you can go to Costco, you can buy a ton of pellets at Costco for about $310. To give you a sense of what $310 equates to for heating fuel, for $2.60 gallon heating fuel, for $2.60 a gallon, that's the equivalent of about $310 of pellets. So you're talking of instantly thousands of dollars of savings. And actually the mayor of Cake right now, Henrich Kadaik, has adopted a pellet system. And so there's also a lot of potential for applicability for pellet heat and bringing back affordability to rural communities.
So real quick, just to comment briefly on what Chris Tompkins had said here. When you're talking commercial fishing permits and the permitting that's happening throughout the commercial fisheries and knowing that that is one top priority that should be for all of us in Alaska, and one that's in the Constitution, but two, when you're looking at somebody to elect, you're gonna wanna look at somebody that's been in the industry for all of his life, and that's me. I've grown up, I've owned some of these permits in my family. You know, when we look at the buyback program for the commercial fisheries and the salmon, did that work? You know, that's still yet to be seen. Affordable energy, that is absolutely a priority. And to rein it in to what I hear here in Sitka, it's not my top priorities. It's when I'm going door to door, when I'm talking to you on the street, in the grocery stores, wherever, I'm hearing from you that you're looking at, in Sitka, energy problems, transportation, and economic development. Those are the things that are continually coming up. Those are now my priorities for you as well. When I look at these, as far as energy and affordable energy, you have a blue light dam that in the operations of the House has not been funded. I don't see that happening, quite frankly, in the position that we're in right now. And I don't see renewable energy, I don't see biomass energy, I don't see geothermal energy happening unless we're putting somebody that is going to be able to work with our senator and be in the majority and in the operations of what's happening and what's happening out of the House in the Alaska legislature. Again, that's another qualification that I will have. Biomass is an incredibly expensive venture to get into. We're going to have to do that within Alaska. We're going to have to figure out how to make it profitable for another job, perhaps another industry here, so that we're not shipping these things in, so that we're buying local and not having to go to Costco. Local development, things happening here in Southeast Alaska is what we need to be working towards and looking for to move us forward. That's economic development. Not Costco, not going down and trying to figure out how to make Washington more wealthy. Let's keep it local. Transportation, the ferry system, important. All of us, we need to get around. I watch these ferries run around all through Southeast Alaska. Sometimes they're back to back. I think the ridership gets skewed because you get the Malaspina going through, and then an hour later you have the Mount Newska right behind it. And they say that there's not ridership, so. You know, I think that there's other ways to look at that, and these issues are incredibly complex, and everybody wants more and more service, which I think we need to have. We do need to have to have. Excuse me, I'm not saying that. We do need, period. We're very fortunate to be able to have it down in Ketchikan. We're fortunate to have the Alaska Class Ferry being built down there, and I think that we need to continue moving forward on that. Thanks.
Thank you, gentlemen.